Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Good evening, everybody. This is Lisa V. I hope everybody had a great, great Friday today. We've got an awesome show coming up. We have two movies that are going to be released here soon, and we have both of the crew and some of the cast here, and we have some people calling in. But right now, I know that we have a caller on the line. And who do we have on the line, Vaughn?
Hey,
how are you doing, guys?
With QV Media.
Yes, how are you, Chris?
Good,
yes,
how are you?
Hi, can you hear me? It's Dawn Reese. I'm taking the day off. Lisa, can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Perfect. I just want to introduce Chris quick. He's a producer. He does drones. He's in L.A. right now, but he's out of Denver, Colorado. At least I'm going to have to take over and do the interview. But before we do, I just want to let everyone know to please go to the movie on Prime, Amazon Prime, and watch Heavenly Deposit. We're going to have the directors on the 25th. And next week, we have a TV network coming in from Atlanta for the full hour. So we're very excited. I'm working on other very heavy shows right now. So in the meantime, Lisa, take it away with Chris Quick.
Yes.
And enjoy the interview and enjoy the night and enjoy the moment.
And you enjoy the night and you enjoy your moment. And I will see you and talk to you later after the show for sure. But Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you this evening?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. So please tell us all about QV Media.
Wow. It was, it's been great. You know, I don't have nothing too much to share. It's been great.
Yeah. So what are you working on at this moment?
Currently, I'm working on two things. I'm working on a new film called The Rebirth in South Florida, a production company called Leona Free Productions. So I'm actually working on that right now, and then I'll be heading out to L.A. to work on another film with Hillionaire Productions called The Stepdaddy. So that's going to be a great film to it's kind of like a remake of a 1980 movie.
Oh, nice. And what I'm from Miami, Florida, from the 305. So what made you choose Miami? I mean, you know, South Florida to do what you're working on right now.
Well, just having opportunities. People reach out to you. They know your work, and they have an opportunity for you to come and audition. And there was something about this movie, The Rebirth, that I'm actually going to be doing. It's something that I identify with, and I just wanted to have an opportunity to play that character and play that role. So when I got the audition request, I stopped what I was doing immediately and actually sent in the tape audition and took, you know, the time to do it. be prepared, and I can't wait for you guys to see this movie. It's going to be amazing. Oh. A new production company coming out of nowhere. You guys are going to be like, where did they come from? So the actors and actresses in it is going to be amazing.
That's the best part is, you know, you never know where, you know, things are like popping everywhere. And between, you know, Hollywood Connections, this show, everything that's been happening these last few months for us is just, you know, it's mind blowing and things that, you know, are coming up. But as far as where, please give us all of your social media info. Please give us, you know, where people can reach out to you and what they can send you to, you know, maybe get, you know, with you. Are you taking, you know, are you accepting, you know, screenplays? Are you talking to, you know, other directors? Are you working with other people? What can you do to help connect, you know, people with you and your company?
Absolutely. They are looking for new actors. They're looking for some extras and some supporting roles and things of that nature. We're actually going to be shooting a trailer here shortly at the end of this month. But they are still looking for a couple different people. So I've been trying to bring other actors in as well that would have an opportunity to showcase their talent for this new production company. And basically, you can get in contact with me, just my full name, on Facebook or Instagram, and that's Jamil. That's spelled J-A-M-I-L, C as in Charlie, and then Winston, W-I-N-S-T-O-N. And I go by Jay, but everyone knows my real name, Jamil C. Winston, and if you look me up on IMDb, you can find my work there as well. And just humble and just grateful to have the opportunity to be a storyteller.
Well, I would love, I'm an actress and everything, and I would love to, you know, send my headshot and a little bit of my bio and what I'm capable of. So I can definitely send this to you here shortly. Is there anything else that you would like to, you know, tell the, you know, the listeners, you know, what, you know, if people want to go after their dreams? Obviously, you know, this is something that you've wanted to do your whole life, or did you just, you know, take a turn and say, you know what, I'm at this point in my life and I'm going to try this?
Well, here's the thing, you know, anything that I would tell people is fear is what's hold us back. You know, you have fear of everything, and when you realize what you're capable of and you start to think about there's got to be more to life, and I think that everyone's question is that there's got to be more to life than what I'm doing, building someone else's dream. What about building your own dream? So my whole thing was, you know, I served the United States Marine Corps. I did my time. I would try to figure out what it is I wanted to do before I went into the Marine Corps. And I thought back to it, and I was like, I always wanted to be an actor. So I just reached out to my kindergarten teacher the other day and let her know, thank you for casting me in my first ever production. I was a little drummer boy in kindergarten, and that's what started my quest to become an actor. However, you know, with life and changes and children and marriage, you know, it changes things and being in the military. So I didn't get a chance to do that until my kids were done, you know, growing up. But now I have that opportunity to do that. So go after your dreams. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let fear stop you. My favorite verse is 2 Timothy 1:7. And I'll say that verse, 2 Timothy 1:7, because I want you to go look it up and see what it says.
I will definitely do that. I'm going to my church, Beaming Hope, after here for a prayer meeting up until midnight. So I leave here at 9 o'clock and I fly over and thank God for all my blessings. But Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show and, you know, be able to tell us, you know, what your plans are. And anybody out there listening, please get with him. And that way you can get, you know, you can get your information to him. He's still looking for actors and actresses. So definitely, once again, the name of the movie and your website and your info one more time, Chris.
Yes, it's Jamil C. Winston. That's J-A-M-I-L-C. Last name is Winston, W-I-N-S-T-O-N. And I don't mind if you have my cell phone number, because I'm also a Florida realtor as well. So my phone number is 407-497-1112. Again, that's 407-497-1112. And the movie is called The Rebirth. That's in South Florida. Just had an opportunity to finish up with Cheryl Gallegos.
Yes.
On the movie Signs. It's out there on Amazon Prime. Guys, go check it out. It's an amazing movie. We're going to be doing part two of that movie soon. So we left some things out and unsaid so you can see that movie And I played the role of Chris, so I was really excited about that role, and hopefully you like the character.
Yes, yes. Like I said, I there was, you know, when I saw, like, tonight everybody's calling in. Cheryl's out of town. I have Felipe sitting right next to me here, so everybody's calling in for the show from, you know, for the movie Signs, and I'll never forget there was when you said, you know, there was a part that was, you know, I don't love you the way I used to, and when I say I remember being in that situation, which was crazy, but you know, it's just one of those things how we ignore the signs. And sometimes
That's
we
correct.
Ignore the signs because they're not what we want to hear. But once again, right. thank you for taking the time to call us and let us know what you're doing. And we will definitely be getting back with you. And I know right now I've got another caller on the line right here.
Sounds
we have three.
Good.
So you take care, Jay, and we will be
thank
talking
you.
To you soon.
Thank you. Blessings all. Thank you very much.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
All righty. And who do we have on the phone? You can put anybody you want through, Vaughn. Hi, you're on the
Hello?
Air 106. Hi, who is this?
This is Cheryl. I'm calling you all the way from
Boston,
Europe.
Yes, thank you so much. So what time is it over there?
Oh, gosh, it's 2:17 in the morning, everybody.
Oh, you're amazing, Cheryl. We love you.
Well, I love you guys, yeah. So I set my alarm. I took a little nap and thought, oh, my gosh, what a blessing to have this another opportunity to be on air with you, Lisa, Dawn, and, you know, Tan Talk Radio. We appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you. And please tell us what's been happening, what's going on. And I know that the film is everywhere, and, you know, we're sharing and making sure that people are definitely watching, you know, watching the film. And once again, tell us, you know, where did you get the inspiration for it? What made you decide to do this?
Well, the movie Signs, A Journey of Soulmates, is on Amazon Prime right now. We've gotten amazing reviews. We also have it on Vimeo, so people can look for it. And what inspired me to write the movie, I was actually needing a project as a director's reel. So I literally have a couple of weeks to get this going. And I had a friend of mine that was going through a really bad time with her relationship. And as I got to talk to her and see a lot of hurt that she was going through and what was happening to her in her own personal life, she really, really inspired me. And I stayed with her during this whole time to get her through what she was going through. And it was a really hurtful situation she was in. And I just remember her telling me, you know, the signs were there. I was just ignoring the signs that was happening in my life because I didn't want to actually see and believe what was going on. So I was ignoring the signs, and I went, oh my gosh, there you go. So she, you know, just what was happening with her and her story and just talking to other people and getting other inspirations. And I just thought, you know, this is something that people can relate to.
Definitely, because I know that, you know, I personally have lived through a very similar experience like that. But we're going to have Vaughn put the trailer for the movie, and we're going to, you know, get right back with you guys here. So this is Lisa V, 106.1 The Heat, and we're going to put on at this moment the trailer for Signs, and we want everybody to please you know, get onto Amazon. Please watch this movie because I'm telling you, it's going to hit home for a lot of people. And I think it might even answer some questions that, you know, we don't want to believe the signs. And sometimes, you know, you have to do what you got to do. But right now, here is the trailer for Signs.
You know, Brooke, this is the worst thing. Are you sure you want to go through with it?
I know how you feel about it, but it's the right thing to do.
Pay attention to the signs. It's the universe trying to tell us right from wrong. Why do people who are not supposed to be together stay together? The signs are there, but we're not listening.
I'm here. I've always been here.
All right, there you have it. And Cheryl, who else do we have on the line with us, Vaughn? I know we have a total of three people from the movie who've called in. Who else do we have? Four total. Hello?
Darren.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead, Darren.
Hey, guys, this is Darren Ferraro. How are y'all?
We're doing great. How about you? Thank you for taking time on a Friday night to Call in.
Of course. Signs, the movie is amazing. Cheryl has done a fantastic job. Chris was just on the line. And
yes,
Chris
he was.
Chris was the man. Chris did a great job on his acting, his ability, everything in this movie from day one to the end. He did a great job.
Yes, he sure did. And what did you bring from, you know, what did you get from making this movie? Because I know me watching it, I mean, it gave me goosebumps. And I know, I said, everybody has experienced either personally they've had a relationship that's had that situation, or a family member has gone through it. What did you bring away from the movie, and what have you learned?
Well, within the movie, I really put myself, in every role that I do, I put myself really into the character. And I really felt like, you know, that she was literally ending it. Like, it was over. Like, even though I wanted, like, one more shot to kind of reel her back in, it was not happening. It was not happening. And I feel that a lot of people go through this heartache, and you're right. They ignore the signs. Cheryl couldn't have picked a better title. Signs and Journey of Soulmates. I mean, it's a perfect title. It's exactly what people do. They ignore the signs. They want to kind of, like, you know, put themselves into a little bubble so where they don't realize their spouse is cheating on them. And you know, I think that's the worst thing in this world that anybody can really do to a spouse is cheat on them. Anything else you do is nor here nor there, but it really hurts when you're cheated on.
Oh, definitely. Trust me. Like I said, that movie, it was crazy how, you know, watching that movie and just knowing certain things that, you know, I experienced personally. And right. As far as that goes, I think it's the biggest part of, you know, the trust issue. I mean, that's just, right. I mean, how do you go back? I mean, people, I'm sorry. Yeah. I know people that go to counseling and try to save their marriage, but I'm a firm believer. Once that trust is gone,
right.
then it's pretty much done and over with. So that's pretty much where it's
you're
at.
Right.
But
you're totally right. Once somebody cheats, it's it. That's it. I'm actually dealing with that with a friend right now who I was working with. I just got off the new movie Halloween with Michael Myers, Jamie Lee Curtis. And I play the EMT principal role in that movie, and then I just had signed on for a new movie out here in Georgia. I'm just actually on the road back now, right, driving into Florida. And you're right. This beautiful young lady, she's a model, she's gorgeous, top 10, and she's dating this one guy that really, I hate to say it, but this really.
Not
really,
a 10,
not like
right?
He's not like a top 10, you
he's
know
like
what I mean?
He's like a 3.5, right?
Yeah, and he cheats on her.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing.
Yeah, I know. He cheats on her, and then she's like, well, he hasn't done it again. And I'm like, no way. Once a cheat, that's it. You're gone.
Right. Once they cheat, I mean, I'm sorry. That's it's been proven more than once.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, right. Thank you for, you know, taking the time as you're driving
of
back
course.
To Florida. We can't, you know, wait to hear more about what you're doing.
Sure.
And I know we have another caller from Signs.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Yes.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Thank
God bless
you so
y'all.
Much.
Thanks, Cheryl. You're welcome. Thank you,
Thank
guys.
Thank you, Darren.
You're welcome.
Job, Darren.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So,
Chris on the line.
Okay, we have Chris.
Hey, I'm here.
Yes, hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. How are you this
good.
Evening?
I'm doing really good. Thank you.
Thank you. And please tell us, you know, everything that we want to hear. Tell us anything that will help us get to know you better and know what you've been doing and what's going on.
Definitely. Hello, everybody out there, all the viewers and the people tuning in the Florida area. My name is Chris Quick. I'm the founder and the creator of QB Media. We produce podcasts and just all areas of media, photography, and independent media. We have weekly podcasts that we do online-based, YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. You can catch our page at QV Media Network. Some of the podcasts that we do are The Wide Awake Show, Black American Queen TV, and Monty Jonesy Pop-Up Podcast. So you guys go by and check that out.
Oh, we will. And I have to apologize because we had two Chris's call in. So I was introducing earlier in the show the Chris that's supposed to be you. And there was, you know, there was a mistake there, and it's Jamal. So I apologize, Chris. But please tell us, you know, we've got your information as far as your social media. But what are you working on right now? And honestly, what made you decide to do, you know, this network, this media, because I'm reading about it, and it's amazing what you've already done and what you've accomplished. So please let us know, you know, what made you decide to do this.
Thank you. It's mainly just my love for photography and media that thrust me into media work and media services. Right now, because I'm such a leader in what I do, I pretty much like to take the forefront on my projects, and I usually like to do the directing and the producing at this point. And so 10 years later, I've worked on several independent projects that I produced, and we're going head first into the podcast right now, producing many different podcasts for women and for men, and just relationship-based podcasts, and pretty much we're getting into every area of media that you can think of. I actually have a documentary that we're going to be working on that should be coming out next year, and it's for Black Agenda, and we're talking about just some issues in the Black community, bringing some solutions to the Black community and to, you know, people that look like me. So that's pretty much what I'm doing at the moment.
Right, and let me just repeat your Facebook.com/theQV Network. You are on Instagram at QV Photo, Twitter at QV Network, and last but not least, www.theQVNetwork.com, correct?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
And I really appreciate it if everybody goes by, like my page, go by and check out the website. Tune in, watch our videos. We have lots of videos and content on the pages. So please, folks, go by and check out our podcast. Get familiar with some of our personalities.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
There you, okay, perfect. Wonderful. Well, Chris, I can't wait. As soon as, you know, I'm going to go to a commercial here, I'm going to go and like the page and check out some more, you know, of what you're doing and what's been going on. And once again, thank you for calling in. And I'm excited because as soon as we get back from a commercial, we are going to have the cast of Coco, and we have the man behind the amazing movie. So this is Lisa V from 106.1, and you can follow us on Tan Talk 1340 on YouTube. So once again, okay. 106.1, The Heat.
This is Patty from Soap This. We are having an amazing event November 2nd and 3rd here in Clearwater, Florida, with some of your favorite actors from Young and the Restless. For tickets and pricing, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com. For more info, call 727-210-5143. Again, for tickets, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Okay, yeah.
And we're back.
Just tell them to hold on and everybody sit, grab earphones. Come in, and Johnny, here, pull right here behind.
Johnny and I are going to share.
Hot. We are back on 106.1 The Heat, and we are getting everybody here in the station, so it's a little crazy. We have coming up right now, as soon as he gets his earphones on, I have the amazing Aunt Johnny. And he's right here, and I'm so excited. This is the man that literally has made my life a totally different life than what I thought. And here he is, and thank you so much for joining us and coming on and taking time off of your Friday evening. And Johnny, take it away.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for giving this opportunity to present us here. Along with me, John is here, and two cast here, and Nicole Trapp.
Hello.
She is an actor and our production assistant, and Also, she helped in script supervising also. So, I'm very excited to talk about Coco.
Yes, and I can't wait to hear about Coco.
Yes, it was a very awesome film. I should give thanks to all my cast and crew. We have successfully completed all shooting. And I am now going through studio and editing. You can't believe it's all awesome, flawless. Everybody has done awesome job. Whatever the angle I told, and I can see that time when I direct the people, you can't really see how they did. But now I can see they follow my instruction. Not even that, they added their own improvisation, which looks very nice, normal, natural. They did awesome job. I'm glad with my all the team. And we got cast from mostly like a 90-80% cast from local, Tampa Bay, Clearwater area. But we have four top lead cast from Orlando area, and one from Atlanta also. And so mainly like except those 5-6 top cast, we have total, if you see cast speaking role wise, if you count, we had like almost like 23-24. And but we did a shoot in this area almost like 26-27 locations, and everywhere we need extras. And I was very lucky to get awesome number of extras people, some places 10-12. In the last one, we got like almost like 60 people there, and that makes the film live, like a very natural. It makes the film like a richness. I will keep talking. So let me give you let me give you the final, like now the status of the film.
Right. Where are you right now, and when are we hoping this will be released?
Yes. So we are almost halfway through, more than half edited, like video is logged. So now as soon as the 100% video is logged, it will go to our sound effect guy and background score guy. They will give the background score. Background score is going to do by John Seda in Tampa. The sound effect will be done by Lee Riley from Orlando. Nowadays, editing all done is doing by Scott Sullivan. He's awesome. He's very cooperative, understanding the story and all. So, and once it will be done, marketing starts.
Yes.
So that's the very big thing for the filmmaking. So I'm going next week. Next weekend, I will be in New Jersey.
I didn't get an invite again, really?
I'm going to New Jersey. It's a New Jersey India International Film Festival. Lot of cable TV and all the so many distributors and filmmakers are coming there. And mainly, I'm going there with hoping like the same person which I spoke to last year from Netflix. I will talk to them for the further processing. And also, I have already planned to go in first week of November. We are going to AFM, American Film Market. It's like a 4 days all over, like an American Film Conference. So we are taking the Coco to there. So far, these two has been lined up. So that's all about the marketing and a lot of things to do, accomplish. So let me see how...
Let's introduce who we have right
John.
Here. Yes,
yeah,
we have John here. And
yes.
John, you played whom?
I played Ralph, Coco's friend's take care of father,
yes.
Stepfather. Not, what do you call it?
Yeah, so like adopted father.
Adopted
like you
father.
Yes,
guardian,
correct.
Legal guardian.
Legal guardian. There
guardian.
We go, legal guardian.
Yeah, I'm not adopted. He was.
Yeah, he was adopted, correct. And tell us, how did you feel watching everybody in this movie start to grow? Because I know from the minute you guys started to the final filming, I know that there was a lot of growth. What did you take from this movie, and what would you say as far as your experience with Coco.
Wow, there's a long story there, so I'll do my best to be very economical.
Yes.
I've known Anjani a while, and I always love what he does for the film world. He's an incredible guy. So, oh, okay, so I need to be a little closer.
There we go, yes.
A little more intimate with the
yes,
microphone.
Yes, there you go.
Hello, how yeah. are you?
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, tighten it up. There you go. It's fine, okay. Anjani.
Perfect.
We'll keep it there. So anyway, I met him. He would do all these incredible meetings for film people. So I got to see how much the community around him thought he was such an amazing guy. So he called me up and said, can we have a meeting? And I said, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
So we met at a local little coffee place, and he told me about this extraordinary movie. And I thought, whoa, this is different.
Yes.
This is truly a different approach to making movies. I've been very fortunate. I began my career a long time ago. I've worked with some pretty amazing people, you know, in feature films and so on. So I realized this was an opportunity, and I obviously respected Anjani, and I said to him right away, yeah, involve me. So I watched the process as it developed. And probably the most important thing was his contribution to getting the script evolved. And, you know, I do believe that there are very few very valuable people that are anchor points in the movie business. One is the writer,
right,
and the other is the director. So I have a little thing where I talk about the writer as the author, but the director is the auteur, you know, the French word for author.
Right.
So he's the auteur of the whole movie.
Right.
And I watched how he developed this process and how he worked with the actors, because I went to a lot of the table reads and saw this whole thing evolve and watched his approach to casting. And I thought his casting was extraordinary. So all told, yeah. He's an amazing filmmaker, and I'm thrilled I know him.
Yes, I'm honored myself. Sometimes I get a little starstruck because I know that Coco's really going to, you know, explode all over. It's going to be, you know, worldwide released, yeah. It's going to be amazing. But let me get to one of the other callers that are on the phone. Vaughn, who do we have? We have nobody else who called in. They hung up. They didn't call in. All righty, why don't you tell us your name and what you did with Coco?
All right. My name is Nicole Trapp, and I was Zia, the animal protection, one of the animal protection officers, and I also was production assistant, and I did the clapper.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun. This was actually my first movie.
My first movie too, and it was really great to watch you working and everybody. It was really, like I said, the set was amazing. Everybody just fit. And it was just great. And Richard, I thought for sure Richard would be calling in. Yeah. And I don't know where Richard's at.
I was expecting he should be here.
That's what I don't understand. Yeah. Richard, why? Where are you? And you haven't called in yet. I'm trying to, you know, find him on Facebook. But when I say that this movie, really watching it, you know, piece by piece, and people do not realize when you see a finished film, what really goes into it. And I have a total different, you know, look at finished film. And sometimes, you know, bracelets. I remember my bracelet was making a noise, and everybody's like, wait a minute, there's a noise. And then she said, it's her bracelet, because I was telling everybody, like, shh, don't say anything. And little things like that can cause a whole scene to be, you know, done over. And I know a few times Coco wasn't as cooperative as Coco could be. But other than that, Coco was really an amazing dog to work with. But every now and again, you could see that Coco said, that's it. It's I'm not doing this. And even though we're on film and we're costing a lot of money as it's, you know, going, Coco didn't want to do what Coco was supposed to do. But as far as everything with this movie, where do you want to go from here? Do you want to continue? You want to get into acting, or do you want to just stay behind the scenes and be like assistant, you know, to the director and do what you do?
Well, actually, I started writing.
Oh.
Which I always hated writing, but now I feel inspired to do that. And I'm not sure if I'm going to write short films or long film or a TV show, but I'm working on that. And it's very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm writing too, so it's amazing how, you know, you become part of a movie, and then it can totally change, you know, your whole life and everything. But as far as where do you see Coco going? What do you want What did you want to get across with Coco the movie? Because I don't want to give it away, but we got to give a little bit.
Let me say, like, as a filmmaker, it's not, definitely it's an entertainment business. It's a pure business, money business, and all these things. But at the same time, filmmakers should not forget they have a social responsibility also. So this Coco is our environment, social story. It's a very family drama with a very nice, strong message about love.
Mm-hmm.
Love is love. So that's the bottom line. And we have our the lead, the Randy, of the character of this, is all about the story of the Randy and the Coco. We say, we are showing like how far you can go with promising and commitment to the love, and what you are losing when you don't honor or respect your love. So at the same time, we are showing what we are losing and how you respect gaining. Your, and how should you, no matter, there is no limit, you should go wherever you want to go. For love, anything is okay.
Yes. I mean, to me, love conquers all.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know, love,
so that's
is,
a very
is,
strong message, the Coco. And through Coco and bond between Coco and the Randy,
yes.
we try to prove that there is no limit. We can go. The pure, pious love can travel along, and it can go travel up very far. What do you think, John?
Let's you know, you covered so much turf. Mm-hmm. Ask me the question in a fresh moment so I can really pick it up freshly.
He was, I guess, pretty much just, you know, go ahead.
Message and talk about the Coco, like what the message of the Coco.
Oh, okay.
How
good.
You are taking Coco's story.
Okay, that goes back to my first moments. You know, I've had an interesting experience in this business because I've worked as an actor, I've worked as a director, and I've made lots of movies and so on. So when I first met with Anjani about this project, that was the thing that fascinated me, was his approach to the underlying theme within the story. Because I do believe that there is a social conscience factor when you make movies. And that's what came over to Anjani. And, you know, his community, I happen to have been exposed to a lot because I grew up in Africa. And I went to university in an area where there was a very large Indian community. So I was introduced to that culture, and I got a sense of what he is about as a person. He's very honorable. And
yes.
That kind of phenomena was the real factor of growth and development. And I think, you know, I talked about the author and the auteur. That was his, I guess what you could say, his key factor that he brought to the table, was that sense of there's something valuable that we need to look at and explore here. So I think from that viewpoint, this story is truly different, and it's a very fascinating approach. And I think because of that, there's going to be a potentially huge number of people interested in seeing it.
Yes, and what's the great thing is our host, Dawn Reese, who is off this evening, and that's why I'm here running solo. She is a reporter in the movie, and I had a dream that 4 years ago I was singing in a movie and I was out, you know, enjoying life, and thought, wow, I enjoyed too much life the night before, because what do you mean I'm going to be singing in a movie? And to this day, I'm going to try to find the clip. Literally, we're sitting just like this, and then Dawn says, Lisa's a singer. And then Johnny goes, do you want to sing in my movie? And that was it. It was done, and it's crazy. But Vaughn, don't we have a caller on the phone? Who do we have on? Go ahead, you're on the air, 106.1, The Heat. Are they there, Vaughn? Go ahead, you're on the air. All right, maybe they're not. So I'm just going to keep going because we've got 15 minutes. So what I'm going to do is, I'm so excited, for those of you who are not aware, guess what is coming next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, October 17th. I am so excited because I did not realize that this other group that is one of my favorites, it is the Jazz Clearwater Jazz Festival. And it starts on the 17th of October. And here are the headliners, and I'm definitely going to be there Thursday night, Boys to Men. Okay, ooh. Boys to Men is Thursday night. Then we have Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on Friday. And my favorite, and I'm telling you, I know I'm going to try my hardest. I know a few people who know this band personally. This is my father's favorite band. Chicago is going to be there Saturday the 19th. And one of my favorite all-time country bluegrass everything singer, Allison Krauss, will be there Sunday, October 20th. And on Thursday, gates open at 3:45. And it goes all the way till 10 p.m. Boys to Men are on at 8:30. Friday, you have everything starts at 4. Also, you can go to the website for anything you want to know about Saturday, Sunday. Blood, Sweat, and Tears is also going to be there. I'm like starstruck because, you know, I'm going to be able to, you know, get media access and see all these people that I've actually listened to and grown up with. And Allison Krauss will be there Sunday, 8:30 to 10. Yonder Mountain String Band will be there 6:30 to 8. We have so many other bands, and gates open on Sunday at 1:30. So you can go to the website, which is clearwaterjazz.com, and we will be posting and sharing all the information. So please, you know, reach out to us, get some messages. Like I said, I can't believe that, you know, Boys to Men Chicago. I mean, this is a really, really great lineup. So I suggest that anybody out there, please get to this festival. It's amazing. I've had this will be my first year at this jazz festival, and we will be covering it. And like I said, anybody who is in an earshot and can get there, because Chicago, I've seen them, you know, live, and they're amazing. I mean, they are still rocking it, and I'm just like so excited to be there and report it. And like I said, this whole area is booming for film and music, and it's growing. And I can't thank all of you for coming on, you know, here, taking time on a Friday to come out here and talk about Coco, the movie, and also Cheryl and everybody, the cast and crew from Signs. Vaughn, do we have anybody on the air? Vaughn, were they able to call in and get through? Nope. Like I said, I don't know what happened. I think a few people might have got, you know, disconnected, but anything you want to say, Anjani, to close out the...
We talk a lot, and if any person... I thought we missed two calls. Maybe it's a drop call, something. That's fine. So if anybody has any question about Coco film, or they want to get connected or want to see what the going on, there is a website. Our official website is www.cocothemovie. And remember...
.com, correct.
CocoTheMovie.com. And remember, Coco is K-O-K-O, not C-O-C-O.
Right, yeah. Everybody, yeah, it's so K-O-K-O. People, yeah.
It's a K-O-K-O, themovie.com. You can go there and you can see who are the cast, all the cast crew members listed there. Everything is, so many, we are updating every day. So you can find, once again, Coco, and go to CocoTheMovie.com and find out more about this film. And you will see all the progress there.
Right. And like I said, I'm so honored to be part of this film, and, you know, everything that has been going on with this film and the hype. And when do you know possibly where you are going to premiere this locally? Are we going to be, you know, do you have an idea where you might want to do the premiere?
Yes.
And we'll be red carpeting for sure.
Premiere, and that one, I would suggest, like, I have planned to do one private screening for cast and crew, and that is coming very soon, whenever it's completed. Premiere, like a public show, we will hold, because that so many filmmakers do some mistake, that gives a throwaway from distributors' interest. So it's all depend upon who is buying the film, who is the distributor. And so we will hold for the premiere, like public premiere. But definitely we will have our own cast and crew screening. And, you know, I was one day I was casting all the cast, crew, extras, and all the locations and all. We have touched more than 200 people in making this film.
Wow. Yeah.
So more than 200 people.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So
yeah, for that, that be, definitely.
Our list in the credit list will scroll for 200 people name.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's yeah. So anything, just contact me, and that's fine.
Right, but, and once again, getting back to the jazz festival. I mean, Dawn is going to be there all 4 days. So please make sure that you find Dawn Reese. She'll be out there, wowing everybody, getting interviews like mad. And you know, it's going to be just an amazing, amazing 4 days of great music. I know there's going to be amazing food, and there's going to be vendors, and there's going to be things that you know you can buy. And you know, like I said, it's if you're local and you can get to it, I suggest that you get to it. And, you know, pretty much just go out there and have a good time. Tickets are on sale. And Vaughn, do we have the Soap This part of the commercial? Can we run that really quickly? Because I know that's going to be coming up here soon. And like I said, the Jazz Festival, once again, the website is clearwaterjazz.com. And Hollywood Connections host Dawn Reese, like I said, will be there all 4 days. So please make sure that you find her out there and about. And this is Lisa V from 106.1 The Heat, Hollywood Connections. And we're going to go to a commercial.
Yep. Dawn Reese is going to be doing that media. And
yes.
You're going to be singing out there. She'll be there both days and, you know, behind the scenes stuff and all that good stuff.
Yes, definitely. So if you could run the Soap This, that would be great.
This is Patty from Soap This. We are having an amazing event November 2nd and 3rd here in Clearwater, Florida, with some of your favorite actors from Young and the Restless. For tickets and pricing, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com. For more info, call 727-210-5143. Again, for tickets, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Yes, this is Lisa V, co-host of Hollywood Connections. Dawn Reese is the host, and I'm going to give a quick update. We still need somebody to, if you want to meet and greet a soap star, all you have to do is send an email to Dawn Reese here at the show at Dawn Reese at Hollywood Connections. And November 2nd and 3rd, it's a meet and greet. And you can meet Jordy from, Jordy is Ray Rosales. We also have Brighton James, who is Devin Hamilton. We also have on December 7th, Saturday, they have a cocktail reception and VIP dinner for with Kathleen Gotti. And also Vincent Irizarry also. So we have a lot that's coming up here. The Young and the Restless fall gathering is November 2nd through 3rd. And what you can do is if you need any information, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com and you can get a hold of Dawn directly through Facebook or Messenger if you have any other questions concerning anything that's going on from our jazz festival. We also have next weekend coming up the Latin Film Festival that Hollywood Connections is going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're going to have some other people. Hopefully my another reporter that's starting with us here, Stephen B, he's going to come and be behind the scenes so he can, you know, learn more and get, you know, really, really raring to go. But all I can say is those of you out there who have a dream and want to get into film or movies, I mean, Hollywood Connections, as Dawn always says, it's Hollywood Connections. And really it is, because I met Dawn through Beaming Hope Church. And, you know, everything is you give it to God and he's going to guide you always. And sometimes, you know, even if it's out of our comfort zone, because I would have never thought that I would be where I am, you know, right now. On this show, co-hosting, you know, an amazing show with a woman that I'm just so blessed to know her and you know, I'm learning from her. And it's just it is about connecting, and we really do connect people to, you know, who they need. We've connected people with producers, directors, and everything.
I'm glad you said that. It's all about your honest and commitment to, and you have to just start. Once you start with your honest intention, you will be success. I have seen this as a, in the Coco, we have got so many problems. Sometimes we lost the location. Sometimes we lost the our actors got a different opportunity, but immediately we got it.
Right.
So it's a, because we were on the right path, we are in the team, everybody's blessings and supports are coming along, and we are through. So once you are determined and committed, and if you have the honest intention, you have to just start. Don't worry, it will be finished one day for sure.
Right.
And that's have happened with, I learned a lot with the Coco. Like, and that's why I say Coco is mean to made. So many times I was surprised how it happened.
Right.
I lost location in the evening, and within 2 hours, tomorrow is the location I need. We have to shoot. And this evening I lost the location. Within 3 hours, I got another location.
Right. And like I said, you, yeah. when you're being guided, you think, wait yeah. a minute, why is this happening? No, because then you realize that this location, I mean, I remember you yeah. saying, you know, oh, do you know a bar that yeah. we can dog do? I was like, my got, friend yeah. owns the dog bar yeah. in Mulligan's Plaza where you bring your dog. And it was an amazing, I mean, I loved being part of that. And it was just the energy in there and seeing, you know, like I said, you have dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and you can bring your dog because dogs are family. I mean, they really are part of the family.
And that's the what is all about. And talk about the Richard. Yes, I went Richard. There just for the location, and he got into this and so much help we got from him.
Yes.
The location wise, and he got our part and role also.
Yes. He's
speaking very
Doctor,
nice.
Right.
Dr. Kinkle.
Dr. Kinkle, yeah, yes,
everybody
Richard.
Will remember that. So that's a good thing. So it's a mean to be happen. And
right.
It's a, so now it's coming along. I don't have any problem in finishing, and I don't see why it's not be finished and why it's not be super duper hit film.
Oh, I know yeah, it's going to yeah, be. I yeah. mean, I'm so excited. I can just feel it because, like I said, watching, seeing the scenes and being part of it, knowing that it really is, you know, love is love. And, you know, that's what I think we're all searching for. We just want to be loved for who we are, you know, and I know that when you are loved the right way, you become, you know, you become a better you, you know. I mean, nobody can complete you, even though that was said in a different movie. You know, you complete me, no, you have to be whole to join with somebody else. But as far as, you know, the connections, I mean, you could just feel the energy on the set of Coco. That was just, it was just wonderful. I mean, everybody was just there to help each other. And it was funny because, you know, when you would say cut, we would all be behind the scenes, crack it up. We're without shoes. I mean, we're just running around. And it was really, really an amazing time for me. And it made me go, you know what? I want to further my career. And when you say destiny, like I was saying, Dawn Reese literally, you know, said, you know, God, you know, God said to have her on the show. And it's been nothing but amazing ever since. You know, we're down to our last minute. And I can't thank Cheryl enough and Jay and everybody from Signs, the journey, you know, to Soulmates, who called in. And like I said, and Johnny and John. Everybody here, John and you right Nicole. There, sweetheart, Nicole. Sorry, I'm like, ah! But all I know is this is definitely the beginning of, you know, Hollywood Connections is going to keep connecting people because we really do connect. I mean, I have passed information on to other people and they've been like, oh my gosh, thank you. They actually called me back. But I just want to thank everybody. We're down to like 6 seconds.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah, yeah. This thank is you. Lisa Vue from Hollywood Connections, 106.1 The Heat.